We are here right now in Pendleton Park. One of the projects during FHL Week is honoring hometown heroes. And I have with me here a one of the partnering pastors and also is part of the Pendleton Police Chaplain. And, sir, tell us your name and what church you pastor.
My name's Tom Farling. I pastor Living Water Community Church, about 3 miles down the road from Pendleton.
Okay. So what are we doing here today?
Today we're honoring all the first responders, those of the police force, the firemen, and the emergency response teams. And we're planning this event today to just show them that it's a small part we can do that shows our appreciation for all that they do, because they do so much for the community. So we've got a picnic we've put together here, bounce houses for the kids, just a time for the families to be here and really enjoy some relaxing time.
Yeah. So what's the agenda look like?
The agenda for today is to welcome everyone in just a few moments, and then we're going to be, of course, eating. We're going to be handing out some awards. We've got T-shirts for the family members of those groups, and so we'll be giving those out just, to, again, to give them a day of recognition and to let them know there's a community that just highly is thankful that they're around.
And I know your church is very kingdom-minded. It's about unity in the body of Christ. Do you have any encouragement out there?
Well, I think any time we join with anyone to do anything, the strength is greater and the anointing is stronger and God's able to accomplish much more, because no one has the resources or the giftings individually. They're in the whole body of Christ. So we need to tap into the body, let the Holy Spirit organize and network people together for the building of His kingdom.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Tom.
You're welcome.
So what are we cooking here today?
Oh, it's for the hometown heroes.
And
what just to honor them, the EMTs, the police, and the firemen.
And what
and
do we have here? What do we have here?
Just hamburger and hot dogs.
Hamburger and hot dogs.
Yep.
And you're volunteering for the event.
We just volunteered to cook from our church.
And what,
this all church people.
What's your church?
First United Methodist Church.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you for your help.
My name is Josiah Furrow. I am with Wellspring Church, and I am here as a volunteer working games today.
Yeah, so what games do we have here for the kids?
We have some inflatables, we have a football toss, we have a little strike-em-out baseball game, we have putt-putt. Oh man, we have, there's a lot more. There's a little ball drop and then a SpongeBob, kind of like a cornhole deal. So yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff out here today.
So what do you think about this event?
I think it's a really cool idea, and to be able to honor, you know, our police officers, and especially with the event, we had a shooting that happened just a couple days ago, and it just, I mean, it shows how important that they are and that how they're laying, you know, their lives on the line for us every day, and to be able to honor them, I think is a really good idea.
That's good. So what's your name?
I'm J.C. Wood.
J.C., so where are you from? What church are you from?
I go to Wilkinson Church of Christ. It's actually kind of close to Knightstown, somewhere around here.
Okay, so how'd you hear about the event?
My dad is a police officer, and me and my mom serve on the ambulance department, so we were invited.
Oh, okay. What do you think about this?
I think it's really awesome. I think it's, especially after, you know, what happened this week, it's a way to just kind of kick back and relax, and it's really nice, you know, people pulling together in our community, showing their appreciation.
So, briefly, what happened a couple of days ago?
There was a shooting in Pendleton, basically, and it was just a random thing. I mean, nobody saw it coming, and we just all kind of pulled together and got it taken care of.
So. All right, bless you.
Thank you.